mistake who ride and wrangle, who look at your face from more than one angle, can cut you from their bloated budgets like sharpened knives to chicken McNuggets. Now heads of state who ride and wrangle, who look at your face from more than one angle, can cut you from their bloated budgets like sharpened knives to chicken McNuggets. Shut the fuck up. Will eat your children and steal your thunder, while heavy torsos that heave and hurl will crunch like nuts in the mouths of squirrels. Now nimble fingers that dance on numbers will eat your children and steal your thunder, while heavy torsos that heave and hurl will crunch like nuts in the mouths of squirrels. Shut the fuck up.
I might have to. I might be hanging out with a girl tomorrow. Don't know. Kind of late.
What's your name?
Not gonna say.
Okay. But how did you guys meet?
She recognized me at the barcade from doing comedy at Crazy Carl's.
Get out of there.
Let's
I got nothing to lose.
Anybody that you meet that wants to date your comedy self.
We'll get the full story. Cheers.
Cheers.
Episode something.
Back at it.
Back at it. Back on the wagon.
Back with the best guest ever.
Yeah, well, you were just saying.
You on so many damn times, apparently.
Well, we have a good rapport. We got a good banter. Like, this is what happens.
It's just easy. Don't use that word.
Don't use that word.
We have a good now. We got good pee.
You were just saying how people have been talking because we've been off the air for two weeks. Nobody respects the holidays or what?
No one respects people who have a goddamn... See, when you release a free entertainment to people...
Right.
They feel that it's your duty to continue to do that on their schedule.
Like on a weekly schedule?
That? Yeah. Do you not understand that?
So you think people listen like immediately when you post a podcast?
On Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, any... if they have it automatic download, they look for that Monday when it gets released or whenever you release it.
And they're angry if we don't.
And if you don't release it, they're like, dude, what the fuck's Ghostbee doing?
I think you
and that's
I,
how you lose
listeners. It's a subterfuge thing.
I think you and I owe our listeners an apology.
Yeah, that's how you lose listeners.
Jacob has just opened my eyes.
So do you want to apologize to our listeners?
I'll apologize on behalf of Ghostbee. Listeners, Nick and I are very sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I guess
I'm the counter, not apology.
Well, there needs to be a yin and a yang. There needs to be a yin and a yang.
So, yeah, there it is.
Like, fuck you, listeners. I do what I want.
You listen to it if you want to listen to it. We've got a soundtrack going. The house band is playing.
It's Frank Sinatra's tambourine player. He's trying to lay down a track of smooth jazz.
Yeah, totally.
So
it's like a Reggie Watts sort of bit.
Welcome back to Ghostbee.
Yeah. Welcome back.
We apologize. It won't happen again. Or it might.
One way or another, you'll know.
Yeah. You'll become aware as we become aware.
Oh, they must have just needed a break for a few weeks.
Yeah.
While they celebrated the holidays.
I mean, yeah, if it's during the holidays, it's kind of... But people, you know, if you've been giving them...
You know, it's that we didn't warn them.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
I blame our last guest, whoever he was. I don't
Connor?
Even remember. No. Well, we should have done with Connor. What were we thinking?
Oh, I think it was... Crap. I think it was Eric. Don't blame Eric.
Hmm? Yeah. You better not blame Eric.
He keeps busy.
I'm blaming Eric. Fuck that.
You can oh, shit. The end of the gang strike again.
Yeah. It's Eric.
You never know what to expect with these guys. Well, actually, you do.
We get it, Eric. Just you're not gay. You have lots of kids. Quit having them. Jesus. We get it. That was the burn I was going to use at Surfside, and I didn't. And he comes up to me after the show, and he goes, so you had a good burn for me? I was like, yeah, I pushed out.
You'll hear it on Coach.
Yeah, you're more I'm fertile sure than me. To the next episode. I get it.
Wait, what'd you say?
You're more fertile than me.
Fertile. I hey, get it. Come on.
What? Your boys can barely swim.
Well,
he just had a good fatherhood says burn the on you.
And the scientists.
Yeah, says those guys.
Yeah, but they, what do they know? Nothing.
My hard cider says differently. No shit.
My hard cider says Beth is getting better looking by the hard cider.
Hey,
well, I mean, she's going from a 10 to 11.
You're just going to come into their home and just assault their family?
I'm not assault. They have a beautiful family.
I'm a beautiful family.
Did he
family.
Just say I have a beautiful family?
No, he said I'm a beautiful family.
No,
we might have just gotten the title really early for this episode. Family. I'm a beautiful family.
No,
it's, I thought he was saying I have a beautiful family. Like, it's already his. Because I've noticed he's trying to weasel his way.
Hey, it's Noodle. I thought we agreed on this on episode 14. That
not when you're infiltrating somebody's family. Okay? The weaseling I've done to befriend this family.
Yeah, he's way ahead. Oof. I always catch him, like, whispering in Will's ear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your real dad. I'm your real dad.
Look at our dicks.
Call me dad. Call me dad.
I love this little guy. He's great.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's learning to talk. He can beat the shit out of tambourines. Like, he's way ahead of the grade.
Oh, he need the shit out of that tambourine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's split it.
And he's got
it's some Miles Davis stuff.
Yeah.
Best letting him put plastic over his face. No big deal. We're great parents.
So, well, how did your guys' New Year's and shit happen? Like, what happened over here at Ghostbeat that you guys couldn't find the time to do 1 hour of a podcast? Like, what was
New Year's? Time? This is our New Year's.
This yeah, is a Happy New Year, Ghostbeat.
And a Happy New Year.
So what happened?
Broadcasting live from 2015.
Yeah, totally live.
There's a certain stream on Pornhub, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can see it.
You get points, you get leveled up. I've been on pornography before.
We just hung out here at the house. We ended up just having some people over.
Dude, that's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, that is the way to do it. House parties.
I hate goddamn New Year's, man.
The whole bar, I went to a bar for last New Year's, and a guy got stabbed out in front of it, and it was just kind of weird, and it was really crowded the whole time, and then it was like, some guy got stabbed right outside.
Yeah.
Well, and
wasn't
so
that mean?
It was a weird. Yeah,
what do I
was
get
like, I was like, that would be so much more exciting
yeah.
than a New Year's.
Like, ah!
It would really make you think about some things and like, make a bucket list
yeah.
or something. Like,
I had a crazy thought.
That's when your resolution gets real.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta
shit.
Do something this year with myself.
I had a crazy thought, another like helpfully morbid thought as I was driving back up today, and I'm on 287. There's like no visibility between Longmont and Loveland. And then I was like, huh, isn't it funny when you think about it that you're more likely to die on a road that you drive on all the time than some crazy road you've never like seen before?
Well, that's like
not
statistics.
Necessarily, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that's
okay.
The statistics just occurred to me as I was like, yeah. I can't see, my car doesn't have great purchase in the snow right now.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been smoking
a girl PCP.
Sucking
my penis. Like, I'm
smoking
really distracted.
PCP. I think a girl is sucking
yeah.
my penis.
It could be Weston, it could be a girl.
Hey,
she's got great hair.
Come on.
She has great hair.
Who does?
Well, quaff.
Well, both of you.
Well, quaff.
And the girl. Depending on who it is.
That's enough. All right.
Yeah, the sun's right there.
Erdman,
come on.
I want to talk about Jacob Erdman's impending fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How's that going to happen to me?
I don't know.
It's going to change me.
Do you feel it?
I'm going to lose all of my old friends.
Last time we
is
had
there
you
a brightness
on.
Inside of you?
See it?
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
The answer is no. The answer is no.
Not in your eyes. Yeah.
All right. The last time we had you on and like the four guests before Eric...
Yeah.
We talked about a little documentary that was going to happen.
A little documentary. How do you feel that went?
How do you feel that went? This is my interview, sir. Thank you. This is Ghostbeat. See that? Trying some noodles way in.
Mr. Erdman how do you feel the filming of the documentary went?
I feel that the filming was emotionally and physically exhausting.
Okay.
I haven't drank that hard in weeks, if not months. No, it was, and hanging out with, like, all those people, like, by that Sunday, we were hanging out at Cooper Smith's, and I just had to get out, and I just had to, like...
Did you just run?
No, I just said, I'm gonna go back to my house, I'm gonna take a nap.
I was actually surprised by the end how sick of everybody felt.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It's like, I mean, I'm tired, but I generally still like everybody. And like,
well, I generally do, but Dan...
You bounce. He just leaves the restaurant.
Dan has a negativity about him that is unparalleled to anyone I've ever seen. Everything.
Dan has the negativity.
Yeah.
Now
I just
I'm
didn't feel a lot of
see.
Negativity.
Well, I hung out with him most, and everything I did or tried to do was a complaint about, and I was like, ugh.
Well, I talked with Ryan, and he was just like, I simply cannot be as on as all of those other guys.
That's why
like,
it was emotionally
there's
exhausting.
There's varying levels
so it's
of
like,
it, isn't
there's,
yeah.
There's varying degrees.
To have a game for 4 days in a row?
That's why I was watching it, and it was like the one night I spent with you, in addition to being sick, but then having missed most of it because I was sick. And then I spent that one night, and after... A short while, I was like, this is pretty overwhelming. It's like, I was
well, that was the, you hung out with us on the most wild night.
Yeah, that was the most wild
night. So, imagine that plus, like, a build-up to that, and then I try to keep it... Because I felt like after the... We ended up at the Drunken Monkey after... Which show?
Which is not even...
Creek.
After, so, it was the last night of the show.
Which is not even a bar that, for the record... Most of us was
whatever.
Oh, ever. Oh, no.
Except for Dan.
And so, and in that way, it's really weird too because it's
yeah, we're
it's misrepresentative because it's like, hey, we're gonna take these guys, and we're gonna put them.
On the flip side, we had our own little cubby. Like he was running around talking to people, and
but we were done with the shows. The shows were the stressful part of it, and so that was like everybody just let it. Like now we can get as drunk as we want, and it capped it off. So the next day after that, everybody's like. I hate everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just kind of tired. I don't hate everybody. But
I didn't hate everyone. I was just...
No,
was
all your friends that came down hated you. I don't think you've spoke to them yet, have
oh,
you?
Oh, of course I have.
Come on, tell the truth. This is Ghost Speak.
Well,
no spin zone here.
I've talked to two of the three.
the other guy. One guy hasn't spoken
Which guy
to.
What have you not talked to?
Parker, but he just lives in L.A. Like,
right.
He had nothing to say.
I was actually...
No, and he was the...
Was
yeah.
I spoke with him the least... In my brief encounter with the whole documentary crew, I managed to have, like, multiple extended intelligent conversations with both those other guys. And he and I were always pleasant to each other.
Parker?
He was a bigger dude with the beard.
You talked to him.
Oh, actually, I talked to him at length, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
Pat
now
was
the story's changing.
It's one of the other guys.
Pat was the guy
this
with the
This is the
camera.
No spin zone.
Yeah.
Will, please. Our fans expect a certain level
of
professionality, and Jacob already covered it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And you're just being all cute
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, no, crap.
Yelling?
You look like... wow. So anyway, no, Parker was the guy with the beard, Sean was the director-looking dude, and Pat was the guy with the cameras. And I do this because his cameras had this weird thing where...
Yeah, that was the guy that
because
didn't talk to you that much.
You can move it.
He had a cool camera setup. And I understand why I didn't talk to him so much, because he was so busy manipulating that thing.
Let's talk about the shows. How did you feel? Like, break down each of the shows. What do you think? Good, bad?
Wednesday, I psyched myself out. Wednesday, I found out. It was a huge learning experience.
Fat!
You won't bite him. Wednesday, I found out how not to prepare for a show.
Okay.
And that's going over my set. I know my set. I just need bullet points. I need a set list. But what I was doing, I was going over it joke by joke by how I would say it. So that psychs myself out. So the second day, so my least favorite time was Wednesday, which was Mod's Juice Bar with 5 minutes. I felt rushed. I didn't really, cameras and shit, I wasn't really used to it. And then Crazy Carl's, I did great. And then Patero's, I think I did the best. I felt the best. But I looked at the footage, and I'm a goddamn amateur by...
Oh,
you have
all
the
footage?
At
the
footage from Pateros?
Yeah.
You have
you
all
didn't
the
like
footage?
It.
No, I didn't like... Well, because I had never seen myself. I never recorded myself.
Oh, wow.
Visually.
Never...
And I've never, like, I know audio cues. I know flow. I know cadence. And I know where I'm going wrong with that. But what I was doing is, unbeknownst to myself, I was constantly crutching on my notes. Constantly crutching.
Right, right, right.
Whereas, you know, if I had a set list, boom, 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 like, what jokes are which, then I would have been like, okay, boom, boom. But I had little tiny notes that I was just, like,
reading.
Kept glancing down. And, yeah, at the bottom of the head, top of the head and stuff. And I was like, ah. And that was my, but I feel that that would be a very important thing in whatever sort of comedy career this will end up being, is because it'll move me to the next level of not doing that, being conscious of that, being mm-hmm. like, do not do that. Just have a set list and then move from the set list to set list in your brain and then just have the flow that way. And that's what just pissed me off about watching myself. I'm like, dang it.
So
like,
do you have all the footage from all the shows?
I have the, yeah. That's why I wanted to borrow your computer.
Oh, I'd be curious to see myself.
Yeah.
That's it. It always becomes a haunting thing whenever you become aware that it's like, oh, yeah, there's tape of that.
But
like,
the thing is, in my defense...
Wait, who's attacking
you? We weren't attacking
you. No. But I'm saying I'm attacking myself. I'm my most harsh critic. Or whoever hates me, probably.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Go
yeah,
on. Yeah,
but
go on.
I'm not my
we
harshest.
We share the title of harshest critic. Yeah. We like to pass the baton.
Exactly.
On a week by week basis. You get to be as harshest critic this week.
Of Jacob, yeah.
But it's just like a building point, building off of what I... When this gets released, I'll be like, oh man, it sucks that... You know, in 20 years, I'll be like, oh, that's kind of embarrassing that I was put there, but... In the long run, I think it would be really helpful as far as, like, yeah, that's where I came from. Like, this is where I came from. This is the bullshit that I had to deal with. This is the crutches that I had. This is the limitations that I possessed. And, you know, just overcome baby steps. And I feel it would be really helpful. But I, all in all, I had a great time. I had a great experience. And I just feel that now I trust the filmmakers. I trust them enough to bring him out here. So,
what's the title going to be? Do we know?
I don't know. I think Five Shallow Graves would be a good one, though. But
Five Shallow Graves?
Yeah, I don't
definitely.
Know.
Definitely.
But I also like Semen of Sodomites. It's a good one, too. A comedy documentary.
I would go with Five Shallow Graves.
That'll be a tougher one to get picked up.
Yeah. A lot of people just are going to skip past that one.
Semen of Sodomites, a comedy documentary? Oh, I don't know. I would definitely be like, well, what's going on here?
People just have different expectations.
Well, it's a comedy documentary.
But you think the shows overall, they went pretty well?
It went,
Well, how would you rank the shows, like, as a whole over the three?
Well, obviously it would go Maz, least to best would be Maz, Crazy Carlos Patero's.
Wait, no. For everybody?
No.
Like, best for shows me. Overall. Yeah, for overall. Like, for the documentary.
Well, that's hard to say because no one had an equal shot on Wednesday.
What do you mean, equal shot?
I had 5 minutes.
We all had seven. You did six.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Did I? I just felt rushed.
You might have done nine. I don't know. Honestly. I just made that up to make you back a little bit. Yeah. Because we never had equal amounts. Crazy Carl's, we did it. Patero's, we did it.
All I'm saying is that at...
As a show.
It was my least favorite.
Which one? Maz was released. Okay.
Because it felt rushed and I didn't like it. I sucked myself up.
Crazy Girls is my least favorite. But I think it's probably, it does depend on how you did it individually. Makes it, but I don't know. Crazy
well, I was wearing,
so what was your favorite?
I liked Maz. I enjoyed the competition. I thought most everybody did really well. And, you know.
Yeah.
Pateros went great too, but I didn't like.
But I liked my opening for both Crazy Carl's and Maz. I'm sorry, not Maz, but Crazy Carl's and Pateros, which was there was a bunch of dudes there that showed up. You were there, yeah. You did your set. The bunch of dudes who showed up, and I was like, oh, man, One Direction showed up? Like, that's great.
Everybody's
cracking. I didn't know that was an international market. And then the first one was when I was like, yeah, I just got in from the 1980s, and I was like, yeah, time travel's illegal in Colorado.
I followed you. So you and I went 1-2.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they followed in during yours, and I went up, and they're all just lit and whatever. They're just that group of loud. Yeah. They're sitting on the wall. And I got him to start doing some jokes about having kids. He's like, anybody have kids? And one of them was like, yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up. You're like 12. And they all started laughing. And that's when it became like open season.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the next three or four, were all like, well, I shut the fuck up. Oh, it's a kid on LSD.
I think they showed up during my UFC fight.
So no. They were there straight up all the way to begin because we're like, oh, what the hell are these guys? And we talked to them at Drunken Monkey, and they were like,
they really liked it.
It was this guy's birthday, and we saw on the internet.
That's cool.
That there was a free comedy show, and they're like, yeah, let's go to see this free comedy
show.
That's
pretty awesome.
That is cool. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Well, it made the room. It was one of the best shows, you know, of the three. It's hard to rank them, but I definitely think Crazy Girls is probably lesser on my list. But Pateros was fun.
Yeah.
It's good to be back in that room.
It was, but I just really liked the experience, and I liked what I could grow off of. Because honestly, right now I'm starting to get real comfortable with being on stage. I've done a couple of mics since then, and a lot more open-mindedness. Because I used to black out when I used to do comedy.
Right.
I would have no idea how the show went. I would have no idea what the crowd did. I would go up there and
what would keep you doing it? When you're so nervous you blacked out?
Yeah.
Would keep you doing it? If you got that nervous?
I just like the feeling. Like,
of what?
The rush.
It's a
like,
drug.
Yeah, you
it's
get off and you're
rush.
Like, whoa. Like,
what happened?
Yeah, I just blacked out for a second. Like, what's going on here? And that's what kept me going. And it was funny because the first time, I'm the type of person, and I've said this before, but like integrity is like a huge part of my life. Like my word is my bond. And I told my friend, like, for me not to chicken out on doing comedy, I have to tell someone I'm doing it.
Mm.
So then they show up, and they're like, you're doing comedy? I'm like, oh, fuck, now I got to. And, you know, that was the first thing. It was just like, you know, you go up there, and...
So whenever we see you invite friends, it means you're thinking
about... Oh, not anymore. No, not anymore. That was in the first year.
You better show up.
Yeah, you better show up earlier on, go up. Especially showcases.
I swear to God, I won't even.
But I also like your idea of you driving down to Denver... a couple times a month or something.
Right.
You want to open that up? He's licking his feet.
Who?
Fat.
He's licking his feet. Does that mean he needs to pee?
It means they're cold. The feet are cold.
So I should open it up?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so...
Am I missing the logic?
Begin. Well, because his feet are cold.
Yeah, he wants to go outside and get them more cold. Nick, how do you not get this?
Oh, he's inside.
He's
yeah.
inside.
Oh, I was looking at the reflection.
I don't know how... Well, let's hit these classic moments with Draco. Close.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't.
I thought he was outside. I mean,
so you saw his reflection.
Yeah,
out
but
there,
I didn't see him.
And you saw him licking his feet. Okay.
I didn't know.
Crisis averted, listeners.
Everyone
lived. Okay.
Everyone lived.
The dog is okay. It's inside. Everybody is inside. We're all okay.
Everyone's safe. No, but it's going down to Denver definitely will start opening because we went down to Johnny's Cigar Bar, five or six people deep. 5 minutes, you get back at 2 a.m. No
Everybody's
one's,
lit.
No one's. I wasn't. I had to drive. It fucking sucked. If I lived down the street.
Right.
I drove quite a bit.
I'm saying drove home from your place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like 3 blocks down?
No, I had. I don't know. When was that? It was like a mile and a half. It was far enough. Well, the story is I didn't really get drunk at Johnny's Cigar Bar.
Once I walked home from our Johnny's Cigar Bar trip, because I was just like, boom.
I miss the location of that apartment. Definitely.
But to get down to Denver and start having these people who actually run showcases down there and stuff, like, because, you know, you have a finite amount of people, and I don't know any Denver comics, and there's a shit ton down there that would love to come up here and do showcases. They would fucking love it. I don't know them. They don't know me. So we need to start opening up that channel. And
oh, absolutely.
It would be way better if we went two or three deep where we could bounce afterwards because we're like, we got an hour drive home.
Brett's done a really good job of bringing them up. And the Surfside guys.
Yeah.
Four Horsemen. You know, bringing some of these guys up.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
there's great shows
make,
up here. There's
they make
great
appearances.
Shows.
It's just... showcases, I mean, sometimes there's not always a guaranteed draw. I know that the Four Horsemen guys have talked about how sometimes they're at Surfside, people just aren't, you know, there for comedy. And especially the crowd at Surfside, which
I think
like,
that's going to be any,
just,
it doesn't, and we experience that Cuba.
I think that
it doesn't matter.
I think
if
it's
you're in a bar
different.
Or a sandwich shop,
I think
you're
it's a little different in a lot of the places.
Specifically, sandwich shop.
It's a game.
A lot of the places in Denver, it's a little bit different, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you can saturate an environment too, but I don't think that this environment has been saturated at all. People just don't know about it. It's not in the forefront. It's, yes, music, but there can be also...
No, and what we need is more showcases, but we also need open mics, but we're not going to fill them here. And so that's why we're talking about, we need to get out of Fort Collins to do, just do time, because you have to have time.
Yeah.
To get better. But Fort Collins can fit. I think they can do really well with a showcase type show. I mean, the whiskey show, anyone I've been to, it's ended up being full. And it's a great room for comedy.
Yeah, that's a great one. In the corner and like the ambiance.
The Surfside
and stuff.
Room is a
it
really
is,
good
it is
room
great
for comedy.
Ambiance, yeah. Surfs, and they're gonna move.
Crazy Carl's has. I don't think I've ever been to one that has been.
Crazy Carl's
without
is actually
people.
Like,
without people. There's always
really
been people.
Pleasantly. Surprising, yeah, as far as...
Chiba Hut was not bad.
No.
It may come back. We'll see. Still working on those resolutions. It's the third.
Deciding.
You decide which resolutions? Isn't that like a spur of the moment thing? Like,
I don't even think of them as resolutions anymore because even the phrase resolution is just sort of damning.
Do you make goals? Or what do you call them?
Yeah, I just call them goals.
Goals?
I have like short-term goals for the year and long-term goals for the year. And so
like,
the short-term goals
to live.
By May.
Is to live, but also just like things to start actively pursuing day to day. And then the long-term goals are like things that I'd actually like to accomplish or achieve.
Tell me one of
the course of the year.
Yeah, I want to hear one too.
Because you might have like 15 each.
Okay.
This is only so long.
I want to, short-term goal is I want to get back to a regular regimen of push-ups. Because
okay.
I felt healthier when I did that, but it's just
how many could you do right now?
Right now, in one rep, I could probably do 30.
Wow. All right, over under 30, Jacob.
Under by 5.
Under? I'm gonna go over because I know a spark. Let's see it.
No,
let's go.
Really,
this is a live
really
push-up.
Like
hey, hang on, hang on. All
right,
we're seeing.
You guys are gonna count.
Yeah, right. No, this is. Yeah, I'll count up.
Count aloud.
I'm not gonna
we'll
count.
Probably add a sound effect that goes bing, bing. Well, bing.
I'm not adding any sound effect. I do no
push. So Jacob said under, I said over.
Okay.
He's rolling up his sleeves.
No,
right
shit, you
down.
Gotta roll up those sleeves. Might as well
take
your shirt
all
the way off.
That is getting
that,
pictures.
Yeah, that entertaining.
Might need to take
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Hey, let's have Will sit on your back for one at least. Show up your new tattoo.
Throw me off.
All right, Jacob. I feel like you have the best voice for counting.
All right, that's true. My counting voice has won awards.
He's paying. Okay.
All right, here we go. All
right, here we go.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Fat, get him. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. 33? 33. 33
is that dog licking his fucking balls.
No way. I wanted him to win.
Do you know how much? Because Nick, here's the thing, what I think just happened, is Nick, cheers. Well, cheers to that.
Yeah. Good show.
All right, I think that Nick was like, somebody believed in me to go over 30. I have to get over 30. It was out of spite of you. You didn't want you to be
right. It was primarily out of spite.
Somebody
got to
push him. That's the thing. That's the thing with comedy and skateboarding and everything. You got to push your friends. You got to be better than them. And if they fucking ollie 5 stairs, you got to kickflip 5 stairs.
Well, it was a thing, too, where I started to feel tired, like if I'd just been doing them by myself, I would have, like...
21, okay.
No, at about 25, 26, I would have been like, okay, that's good for now. But I used to...
Exactly.
You
want to push it too hard.
I used to do 100 push-ups every day.
I think that's a good start. So his short-term goal was push-ups, right?
Right.
That's a great start. You're going to be sore for a week because you just did 33... And then, like, coming out.
Well, you could have done more. He wasn't struggling by any means. My dog was.
The dog was licking
some of that. Yeah.
So I mean, it's like. And maybe
that's no longer a virgin thanks to Nick and his push-ups.
You know? Now I could say maybe I could have done 40 without trying to, you know.
All right, round two. Here we go.
Yeah, let's come on. Well, not under. Now. Not now. I could give you two reps like 20.
Under. Way under.
Way under. Way
I'd be like under 20.
Yeah, give me another 15. But okay, so long term.
Long term is I want to make a 10 to 15 minute YouTube video. It's like a Mystagog Holland show story with like effects, cartoons, art, music, and a story, but like make a version of it that is not a live performance.
Okay. I can 100% see that. Let's do that.
It's totally doable. Sure.
Oh, well, okay, right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Over under. Right now. 10 minutes. Over under.
Shit. If anything, I got to give you the over just to spite me, because you can't spite Ghosty. Like, this is your crew.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But,
And you got to have some fucking support on this motherfucker.
We have support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a support.
All right, well, how about you? How's your resolutions?
Are you taking over this again?
I don't know.
Okay, Jacob, so do you do resolutions?
See that? Exactly.
I question. Nick takes
over. I do achievable goals.
Achievable goals.
Achievable goals.
Give us.
You've never made an unachievable goal?
Oh, I did, and I learned from it.
What was your unachievable goal?
One time I wanted to be an astronaut, but I was like in seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have good vision. And I have an uncircumcised penis. Like, that's one of the things. Like, NASA. Yeah, NASA was like, nope. Might get dirty up in space. Like, it's a hygiene thing.
I mean, it's gonna get filthy in space.
It's a hygiene thing.
Oh my god.
Like, god damn
smegma
it.
Smegma gets 10 times worse. Smegma's the only thing with gravity in space.
Yeah, flakes of uncleanliness.
Alright, so give us a realistic goal.
Achievable goal, which would be a short term, maybe long term, but definitely short term. Would be stop using my notes on stage.
Oh, comedy.
Sounds good. Yep.
Yeah, it'd be good.
And a long-term goal would be to more writing, but it's not really a goal. It's just what's going to happen. So it's like achievable. Like it's what I'm going to do. It's really easy.
So yours is more like you would call it a New Year's game plan. Like, all right, here's what the fuck I'm going to do in 2015.
Yeah.
Number one.
Masturbating a lot more.
More masturbating.
You got more.
It ups your virility.
You didn't
meet your quota. Trust
in 2014.
Yeah,
you felt you underperformed.
Underperformed. Bigger loads. More masturbating. Bigger loads.
How do you do that?
Exactly. I'll have to find. I'll have to search the internet. Not at work.
You
not at work.
You haven't done that yet. You haven't looked up how to make more.
Exactly. No, I haven't honestly. But that was just a farce. I was just joking.
So number one was.
Number one was. Stop using my notes on stage. That's where I'm at. But I would.
So, at Hody's on Monday, you're going to go no nuts. Note free.
I'll try.
What?
I'll dabble.
No.
So, are you going to have.
5 minutes.
Are you
going to
have a secret note list in your pocket or written on your hand?
It's baby steps to the top. That's the thing.
I almost feel like you should go cold turkey on notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my personal belief.
100%.
Is that you spend time reviewing your set.
You don't have 5 minutes
to
memorize?
Yeah, of course
you
I do.
You got 5 minutes for the jokes.
Of course
on.
I do.
You use the notes.
But
as
the
your
thing
crush.
Is, like, it would just be a tatter of random shit in my brain. It
wouldn't be.
Maybe I
don't
know.
You'd be surprised how
try
much faith.
It. I'll try it.
You'd be surprised how much faith, especially if you just memorize an order.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to having notes, the thing you commit to is it's like I know each and every one of these jokes.
Yeah.
You know all of the jokes that you tell, and so if you just knew which order. They had to be, and that's the thing you spent time just.
That's what I'm saying. A set list. Just develop
so
a set list.
Last, when I did Comedy Works a couple weeks ago, third time called in. It's 3 minutes. I'm telling you, you don't have 5 minutes for the jokes. 3 minutes, right? So I go up, but I have them in my back pocket, and for the last joke, I just kind of spit. And I thought it was gonna be the first time I was just gonna freeze on stage and have to just end it. And then at one moment, I thought I'm gonna have to go grab my notes, and then I just kind of muscled. I was like, no. Figure this shit out in the moment, and then you can see
it.
Like I talked through it, and I went back and watched the video, and it was like, No. And I kind of talked back through it, and I was like, and Light Bright, that's what I was going to talk about next. You know, like, back to it. I had to play the joke back. But it is hard, man.
Yeah.
Because there are moments like that where I'm like, you could just freeze. Like,
well, that's the thing, like, is that I...
What was the next thing?
Yeah, right? I've done that. I was doing a set...
When I was
in La Jolla. And in La Jolla, I had fucked up the start of the setup of a joke. And then, you know, and then that was the thing. I mean, that's what scared me. And like, I don't want to do that again. So it's more of a crutch. I don't need it. Right. It's like pain pills. Like, I'm addicted to it now. So I got to just jump off. You guys are absolutely right.
No, I'm to the point, because yours challenged me. Because you were talking about no notes. And I don't use notes normally at, like, open mic. And sometimes at, like, if I get 7 minutes, I'm like, oh, I can get that. But... when I have a longer one, I still go up with, like, bullet points. I take them up there just in case, whatever. But I noticed at... which one is it? It might have been Crazy Carl's. And no one went up. And I was like, I'm the only one who went up with notes. This is crazy. And it just kind of hit me. Like, I got to learn to use no notes even, like, at whatever level.
Yeah. No, it's
of time.
It's a big bridge to jump across. But once you do, you'll be like, oh, that wasn't that difficult. It's this, because what I found, because for a while I was the same way, where I like had the notes and I was looking at it, and then for a while I just had the piece of paper like in my pocket,
right,
with this or that. Having the weight of that there, though, makes it so that it's like, oh, well, I could. You know, you start to second guess.
If you're drunk
like,
enough,
did
you
forget?
That's what I found.
Did I forget? And then you just want to check the sheet, or you want to look down at the list. I found that there was a point in time when I still brought a little list out that I'd look down and I'd be like, I know it's that joke. Of course I know it's that joke.
And that's what I was talking about at Patero's. Like, I was reviewing my set and I was just...
All right.
I was really disappointed.
That's enough from the peanut gallery.
Yeah. We know you know how to say that word.
He hates this podcast.
He's been on this all day. He's been doing this since the beginning. Go back and check out episode, like, 1 through 12. He shit all over himself on Connor's episode.
And then Gus was eating it.
Allegedly.
But anyway, so that's the thing. It's like, it's just a crutch, man. You gotta cast it off. Like that old man who was dancing. You know what I'm talking about, that YouTube video on viral.
I know what you're talking about. I just couldn't believe that was what you jumped to. That old man that was dancing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Did he really just?
Two in the box, ready to go. We be fast and they be slow.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it's Ghostbusters 2. Whatever. If you knew movies.
I know Ghostbusters.
Weston's just watching basketball with his... dad vision on right
it's
now.
Football. Basketball. We got NFL wild card game on, bro.
Oh, dude, just set it off and we got like 10 more minutes.
Yeah, all right. I didn't get to share mine yet. Can I share mine?
Yeah, you got to share yours. We got 30 minutes
left. You guys
left.
Are already like looking at the clock.
No, you got to share yours.
Yeah.
Mine was another reachable one, 40 minutes of open mic time a month.
Yeah.
Which is 2 5-minute a week, which translates to about 8 hours of time. Writing jokes, sitting at open mics, performing your 5 minutes. It's about 8 hours. I'm going to commit. Some weeks there may be more involved if we go on the, like, drive an hour to go to an open mic.
Yeah. And I'm willing to throw you some money or drive my own car.
You know, or the other thing.
No, it's like gross. It's all circumcised. Like, I don't want to do that.
It's more
you
like
you guys
sleep.
Are soiling Ghostly right now. You guys are soiling the quality.
The quality name of Ghostly.
You don't like a good fellatio joke.
Yeah,
is that
come
what
on.
You're saying?
I don't like Roadhead jokes because Roadhead's really dangerous.
Yeah, you're the PSA.
I don't think.
Do not
that
get
we
Roadhead.
Encourage.
Roughly.
We should encourage that behavior because dicks are going to get chomped off.
Roadhead PSA.
Yeah. So, I I could just see Nick just being like, no one gives me Roadhead anyway, but seriously, I wouldn't even want it
if it was offered, okay? Yeah. I would say,
of course not.
I would say, hey, don't unbuckle your seatbelt. That's an important safety precaution.
It beeps.
And let me give you three valid reasons why Roadhead is a dangerous and stupid idea.
And then get that statistic about how more people die on the road that they're usually riding on and stuff. Like, it's completely biased statistic. I mean, come on.
95 people drive on roads that they die on roads
I want the girl who gives you Roadhead to be really turned on by statistics. So you just can't stop
her. I have to keep fighting her
off.
And my only recourse is statistics.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she's just like, oh, I love it when you talk about those numbers. And it's, I'm like, stay away.
And you're like, don't meet my roommate. He's an accountant. He loves numbers. Anyway, so we digressed. Weston.
Did you have more goals?
Yeah, did you have...
Nope, that's it for me.
Oh.
Achievable goals. Yeah. That's the
Achievable
key.
Achievable goals. And that's the thing, too, is you don't want to rattle off a whole fucking laundry list.
Yeah.
Of, like, I'm going to make this happen, and I'm going to make this happen.
Well, one of them was, last year, I want to look good naked. I just got used to how good I look naked. I didn't do anything about it.
See, that's a good positive sea change for your self-esteem.
Yeah. I was like, man, I look like a regular 30-year-old who just hasn't worked out in forever.
Right.
I.e. a regular 30-year-old.
How many push-ups could you do right now?
Oh, four.
Four? Over, under. Over. Yeah, I really want to
do he'll do less
too.
Despite me. That's a, no,
I'll just do one left-handed.
I'm out. Weston lost. You suck.
You suck. I don't. Because I could do less than four. No, that's not how I roll.
How do you roll?
I don't try to spite people. Well, there's, you know, people I don't like, but I don't spite them.
Are we going to get into people you don't like?
No.
We're
going
to
get more into spiting.
We're
going to get more into spiting.
Don't get into spiting.
Yeah, me neither. I agree.
Yeah.
So there it was, 1983.
Oh, is it becoming one of those?
June 18th.
Go on.
Just got rifled out of my mom's vagina.
Okay.
Diane, rifled vagina.
Diane Erdman?
Diane Erdman.
The rifled vagina of Diane Erdman. I think I read that book once.
The Jacob Erdman.
The Jacob Erdman story.
The Jacob Erdman story.
It's like MTV Cribs, only my birth. The birth of a legend.
MTV birth canals.
Yeah, oh man, that'd be worse. So
Will like that one.
Yeah, Will always likes my jokes. He's like my best fan.
I think he likes my jokes.
I don't know. He doesn't get them because he doesn't see color.
Guys, actually, Will and I have the best physical comedy exchanges, and I wouldn't expect either of you to understand it.
Yeah, no. Because you wake him up from his crib.
And teach him gestures.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick thinks the baby's understanding and like, no, he gets me.
That's the
he gets me. I don't know gesture. We're communicating.
Hey, he's colorblind. Who knows what
he's
else
not
he doesn't
colorblind.
See.
Colorblind comes from the...
No, I mean Weston's
Weston, yeah, he doesn't
colorblind.
Know.
Comes who knows what he doesn't see.
He comes from the... Does it colorblind?
Mm-hmm.
Women don't get colorblind, but it comes from
They
them.
Carry it. Just like hemophilia. Oh. So when you think about it, you actually got lucky.
Maybe I do have hemophilia. You don't know that.
You probably would have discovered it now by the time you're 32.
Like the hemorrhoids, I had those.
Yeah. How did you get rid of hemorrhoids?
I haven't.
Really?
I just
Makeup,
can't tell the difference.
Concealer.
You know, like
foundation?
Being colorblind when I wipe, I can't tell if it's red or brown. So.
Oh,
just
or
keep
pain. Your pain receptors are completely off the charts.
Once I get roided out,
that's from
cigarettes. Once you get hemorrhoided
totally
out.
Unrelated. Once they're scarred over.
Roid rage?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad I never got roids.
Roid rage?
Well, you can get pissed off about having
hemorrhoids.
You can do some things to change your diet.
Yeah, don't drink so much cola.
That's actually a hard cider.
8% by volume.
That's okay.
It's more than your beer. So next time you want to slam on cider, think about percentages.
Done.
Think about Red's Wicked Apple. Now that's a fucking cider.
This episode of Ghost Pee is brought to you in part by Red's Wicked Apple. That's REDDS. Red's
That's
Wicked
deep,
Apple.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a wicked
yeah.
cider.
It's a double D full of alcohol. See, why don't you... Wait. Are we still doing the sponsor war?
Copyright
Whoever gets
husband.
Sponsored first wins. Like, you guys get many more listens. Say that again. You guys may get more listens, but if I'm the first one sponsored, I will win.
Yeah, we forgot about
that.
Yeah,
that was like one of those first feuds. That's when I first started knowing
you
guys.
One of the early feuds, yeah.
Yeah, I love early feuds.
Beth sponsors us. She gave me $10 last week.
No, she didn't. She
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Are you laundering this money? Are you funneling it to your son with those jammies?
Jammies. They're good so word. Deep into jammy money. It
yeah,
really
no,
okay.
I don't.
Are you talking about big jammies?
Are you cooking books? Are you cooking books over here?
Cooking the jammy books.
No, crap.
Jeez.
But wouldn't that be funny if, like, for example, Comedy Bang Bang. That started out on a radio station, then they dropped him, then they did the podcast because they were having so much fun. Then they got picked up for the TV show.
Fucking show.
Now, to turn something like this into an LLC and then having to have, because obviously the podcast, there's no writers, it's just straight up people. And then writers on the
Don't
TV
discount
show?
The team of hardworking writers in the other room that have put this whole thing together tonight, Jacob.
Well, I recognize that I'm reading from a script, but it's like a really well, like,
Somebody
I don't know how
that.
These people know me this well. To,
Somebody
like, have
wrote
this,
that, I know.
Yeah.
And you come off so naturally.
Yeah,
in the role.
Insert quip here.
If
like,
we
I don't
do
know.
Get that show, I would like to, right this moment, offer you the part of Jacob Erdman. No actual certain figure on how many times that character might appear.
Yeah, I'll take a zero, and I'll take zero money, as long as I'm there. Yeah,
sure.
I'll be the caterer.
Greater than or equal to one. Definitely.
Equal to.
Are you a good caterer?
Less than one. Less than or equal to.
No, I'll take equal to. No, terrible caterer. Oh, worst.
Okay, then we wouldn't have you on.
You wouldn't have any cheese or meat left. You just have a bunch of crackers.
Did that caterer eat all the damn food, man? Yeah, he's a guy we know.
He bought it all in the
He's
name.
Just an asshole. Like, he's not even hungry, and he's just taking it home for
he
his
He was
roommates.
Eating just to eat. I actually saw him throw up in the parking lot.
So you guys wanted to have some sort of comedy thing. Like, wasn't that a goal for Ghost? Does Ghost Pee... the entity have a long-term goal. Like, what do you guys want to do?
Ghost Pee is the first name of it, you know? There's a, like, because we kind of wound up with it. I think it's a good name for a production
a
company
name.
Or something. Yeah. We have a fantastic board of ideas.
Yeah, none of those have ever been erased.
Some of them have, actually.
I don't know if you've listened before. We've ventured into skits. We've dipped our toes in the water.
Yeah.
And so,
toesies, baby, as Dan Jones would say.
Baby steps.
Toesies. Yeah. Into the water, but yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of comic ideas. We were talking about it earlier, where it's like, how many of them are just great ideas, and then how many things you actually write out.
So let's ask Jacob, just live on air, listeners listening,
listening live
for sure. Who is the Monty Python or Adam Sandler comedy album today?
I never really.
So by the look on your face, let's just interject here because I wish people could see that. It's scary.
That's
the
really
fun.
You don't think Monty Python?
No, I was thinking Adam Sandler.
Adam
like,
Sandler's comedy albums were good.
Adam Sandler. I mean, it was. It's so hard because I hate him so much now.
It's not hard. We're talking about just specifically his albums.
All right. If you want to... Late 90s, yeah. I listened to him a lot. I laughed
You laughed
a lot.
And listened to them a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
See how I got to the bottom there? That's how you do that.
That's how you do it.
It did, and we had to
Larry King.
Dig through a lot of years of resentment.
Oh, so many terrible movies. When every single funny part of every Adam Sandler movie was in the preview, that... was what the trailer, I'm sorry, that's what pissed me off. When I would go see that movie Click, I didn't want to go see a romantic comedy. I wanted to see Adam Sandler with the ability to move the universe with a remote control. But what does he do? He dies and cries in the rain.
Yeah, I considered it more of a romantic tragedy.
Yeah, it was terrible. All the funny parts were in the trailer.
Will didn't like it either.
Yeah, Will hated it.
He's seen a few.
Yeah.
Recently. Of Adam Sandler's movies.
He's been forced to watch them. But Grown Ups 3,
Oh my god.
It's the comeback.
Yeah, that's his bringing back the je ne sais quoi Happy Madison Productions.
Is that the word you heard off that Sonic commercial?
Is Sonic the band or the hamburger?
No, it's is the Sonics.
Is there a Sonic band?
Oh, Sonics are a band.
Seattle Supersonics?
Just basketball the Sonics. Team?
Basketball
that's
team.
A basketball
yeah,
team.
That's
yeah.
the one.
That's yes. The answer is yes.
Birthplace of grunge music. It all ties back to
yeah. Him. Back to grunge. Back to Adam Sandler, because he was grunge. I guess
he wore flannel.
Yeah, he did. He definitely wore flannel.
He did wear flannel.
So the idea would be that a group of goofballs could get together and write a comedy album, full of skits and stories and whispering umps and whatever.
Yeah.
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 I'm down.
Are
that's
you?
A, that's
well,
a
I mean,
no. Are you?
How down are you?
I'd like to present this if, rose to you and ask if you are, in fact, down.
Are you indeed down?
The listeners can't see the rose,
yeah.
But I am, in fact, presenting
well,
it.
Well, the weird thing is you didn't take this. You actually...
Added them?
You added,
thorns.
Like,
I'm glad you noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
will you take this rose...
Take
and
it.
Everything that it entails.
There's a lot of thorns.
Take the rose!
All right.
Thank you, Jacob.
I got it.
Thank you for taking... The rose.
There's a lot of thorns on this. I just don't know why that you super glued like 8 more like.
That's Gorilla Glue too.
10 more thorns on this.
Did you notice how Jacob like just spoiled our big announcement, and there is absolutely no way to edit any of this out? We've
yeah,
learned over time,
but
we can't. Edit
you know
out.
What was the big announcement? Them. Are you gonna are you were you guys planning on giving me more thorns?
No, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just every day.
That's just our everyday roast. That's not the.
I mean, honestly, who has a birthday party and roasts themselves? Am I right?
You are right. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
we all have said
one
that.
Of my long-term goals is to become the ultimate thorn in Jacob Erdman's side.
Ooh, you gotta. There's a lot of people you gotta beat out.
He has an exterior that is so hard to get a thorn inside.
Wow,
you've got your work.
You
cut
know
out
that
for
from
him.
Personal experience.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
or no. Yeah, or no, I don't.
No, I.
That
well,
is to say,
you're gonna
maybe.
Have to meet with another comedian in town and find out how to get under his skin, because it's very difficult.
Oh, I don't think it's that difficult.
I might have to just call out of town.
Nathan Lund.
Is it just the name you read in the paper?
I don't
he
know. Did I read
show.
It right? Yeah, I mean, I've seen it a couple times. I've been to Three Kings.
Yeah.
So you're just name dropping now. Is that what
oh yeah,
yeah,
totally. Yeah, I don't
absolutely.
Know him at all.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Nathan wouldn't recognize me if I saw him naked.
Well,
that's what
yeah,
it,
you'd probably be stalking him.
You know,
yeah,
on that note.
Guess.
What do you mean, probably? It's
on
definitely.
That note.
What?
Thanks.
What do you mean? We still got like 8 minutes left.
Not anymore.
No.
Oh, you want to go 8 more minutes? What do you want to talk about?
You really want to do this?
How do you want to go out?
You
how
really
do you want to
do this?
I want to be remembered as the person. The straw that stirred the drink.
Okay.
The people.
Yeah.
The person who came into the comedy scene, saw it was in shambles.
Wow.
And started making friends with everyone.
I think you just unmade some friends.
He's the mover and shaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the mover and shaker.
I want to be the mover and shaker. I want to be a big fish in a small pond.
Long-term
I've only been
goal.
At this for a. I've only been at this for about a year and 3 months. I think I'm making good headway. I'm, like, pretty good friends with almost every comedian out there in Fort Collins area.
Except for
us.
Yeah, well, I said almost.
Debatable. Debatable.
That's not even how you spell that. You just wrote penis and then asshole.
No,
then,
I see it as Doberman.
Yeah, that was
I
Doberman.
Think you wrote Doberman.
That was a Doberman.
That's debauchery.
Oh, okay.
Archery. Nah, but mover and shaker, man. You gotta mix this crowd up a little bit. Just don't attack my person. I'll attack you personally.
Your person.
I want to hit you on the head right. with a beer bottle.
Oh,
tell
oh.
me who's going to win the Super Bowl.
It sucks. Probably the Patriots.
Patriots?
Patriots.
As a Packers
really?
Fan, you're calling
sucks.
The Patriots victory.
Sucks. I don't like it.
Jacob wow. Urban called the Patriots to win it all.
Mm.
But it'll be Patriots versus Broncos.
Oh. Wow.
Why are you laughing so hard like Sam?
Well, just because people are going to hear this in Colorado.
Yeah,
and
well,
like,
the...
Do they care about the Broncos around here? I haven't really noticed
no,
one
but
way or the other.
They're both AFC teams.
Oh.
They can't play
each other. Play
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dude, everybody knows that.
Everybody clearly knows.
Clearly.
Like, only an idiot wouldn't know that. Like, clearly, this is a comedy podcast for comedy cracking jokes.
Yeah. Just
but what I want to do, long term, long term.
Yes.
I want to start some sort of bullshit YouTube writing seminar thing concerning a YouTube series weekly.
I'm out. Keep pointing your fingers like
I don't know what the finger pointing
is instead of YouTube.
Yeah.
But you don't, so I'm just gonna see that you're doing the rock on symbol.
No,
we're gonna we're gonna film some film us writing something.
Nope.
We're gonna film advice on writing.
Skits.
Okay.
Skits that involve shit that you know. That's where you start.
I feel like and he's taking your comedy album idea and
making it more universally friendly. We got the hair. We got the looks.
Wait, you pointed at me for the hair and him for the looks. I was confused by.
And we got the talent. I mean, we got it.
I was confused by.
We got the Holy Trinity.
I'm confused by.
Which part?
Every part except for the hair.
Everybody's clear on who has
who's got the hair.
Who cares the most about their hair?
But
everybody's very clear.
I don't know.
No, I think it'd be really easy. A 3 to 5 minute sketch.
Nah.
Put it up on YouTube.
I mean, maybe, but baby steps.
That's what I'm saying. I'm 3 to 5 minutes.
That's what a comedy album does. You sit down with a couple mics. You write. The writing has to be there.
The problem is that on YouTube nowadays, it's like, you can't just, because like, when the Workaholics got their thing set up, it was like, their skits were like crappily filmed, the sound wasn't that great, it was like, just one person holding the camera. The comedy that goes up on YouTube now, just even in those years in between, is like professionally made looking shit.
Right.
You know, you can't
just... Well, that's how easy it is to
do. You can't just grab a camcorder. No, you gotta light it and sound and... No,
I just did all this for the comedy thing. You want
to
do that
again? I've worked on...
Over like weekends?
Making film
work all
stuff.
Week and go hang out with a bunch of assholes for two days?
It was exhausting.
Yeah, and you want to do that like on a grander scheme?
They want to make a full-length
documentary. Do you know all that takes to edit shit?
Oh, yeah.
A video?
How much footage do you think they left with?
I know. I have it at my house.
Okay, how much footage did they leave?
200 hours? 300 hours?
That's a 30% difference. Can you get it a little bit more than they
500 hours. I don't know.
So,
I expect
about 6
to be
hours.
About 15
yeah.
seconds.
They filmed all the shows.
15
filmed
seconds
all the shows
to 1 minute.
And about 5 hours worth of personal life stuff. Well, they were here for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'd probably say like 20 hours worth of footage they have to go through.
Probably 20.
Wow.
20 hours.
How long do you think that takes them?
I expect it to be out roughly around June, July.
Wow.
You have to, well, they were talking about how to do it. You got to watch it all, see what you got, and then work from there.
Well, because they got to decide the framework. It's
well,
like
there are angles
you guys
too,
like,
and then there's the lav mic, and then the other mics, and you got to sync sound. It's a whole crazy bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I think that's what we're saying about skepticism towards just jumping into filming stuff, is that there's so much prep and work to make it look like a really good product.
It's easy and fun to do it, write it, but to edit that shit is a
to edit that shit
dude.
And to make sure it looks and sounds
oh,
right
yeah, no,
when
absolutely.
It goes up on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Because if people are looking at it like shoddy, like... grainy shit, and that's because of the quality of the camera or the lighting or any other number of factors. And if they can't quite hear it, or if it
I think
hears
we
could
do a
titty,
comedy album very well. I think we could make it very tight.
I think all of us too, having experience, having recorded podcasts, having heard good ones, having heard bad ones, having heard how much you need to do this and that, and like the editing skills the two of you do have, I think that lends itself to a comedy album. Well. Oh, yeah, you don't edit. Never mind.
But I have made
but
videos before.
But he does put background music
I agree.
In. So some
to
of the
edit
times,
that
so
music
could use
in
that,
probably takes a little
we
while.
We could use that
I'm
production.
One click.
Yeah,
right,
true.
Well, yeah, but yeah, we could use that finger just
it's
once.
But the thing is, I have done videos before, and yeah, you're absolutely right, man. Putting it all in and breaking it up and making it fit. It's fucking dreadful.
I've done videos 5 minutes too. Would be a lot of any work. Like
yeah, no, I made it weekly. I made a 5 minute video for Tour de Fat. It took me like 7 hours, 8 hours.
Oh yeah.
But it's a labor of love, man. Sometimes you just gotta.
Yeah, it is. It's just going to quickly turn into
a labor of. I don't love this anymore.
Well, the problem is that you gotta like diversify and have certain people doing certain things.
I need a goddamn computer
to film and edit and have like and to do all of the writing and then the performing and this and that. You're filming. You're worrying about the lights and sound while you're filming, the editing, all of that. It's enough to drive one person mad. And so you have to, like, know how much.
To have 3 or 4 people.
We would have. All edit. What I could do is, I get me and Mike Edwins, whatever. Come but on. I don't know his name.
Edwin.
Is it Edwin? He yeah. said it was Evans.
He writes Edwin on the paper.
He's fucking with you. You're getting fucked with.
We were even on the podcast with him, and I didn't know his name. Edwin.
He probably typed it on Facebook as
Evanston.
Anyway.
Classic urban.
But I feel that if we could get him and what he has, cause he took all these classes for fucking...
Right, and the resources he has access to. I mean, there's things. It's
but that's
just that,
all a lot.
It's just
that's
the thing is...
But I'm saying that I could direct and edit if you guys are writing and acting.
Well, think about it. Be involved in our comedy album.
I think maybe steps.
Because step the comedy album...
That's
comedy
what I'm saying.
You gotta write first. You gotta write
that's
first.
What I'm saying. You gotta write first.
You, so
you always both.
I look at it as like the comedy album could be a short-term goal.
Yeah, that definitely. What it should Jacob be done this year. It
yeah,
done this
well,
year.
But I mean, even it's like, you know, you
six
could
months.
Decide to do it in the first
six months.
Yeah, it's like once you
not first, but
apply
you could,
yourself to...
It takes another 4 to get a team together.
Well, I think it's once we're
ideas,
done with the first season of the podcast. And
season one.
And just to let you guys know, we'll be taking some time off to...
Or around.
Make this comedy album.
We're going to take time around.
Time around.
We'll
and,
be around.
Yeah, you're not going to be off.
We'll be around.
You're on.
We'll be around. Come on.
You'll be around.
We'll be around.
Time around. He's got it right.
We'll be around.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. That about brings up to now. You can...
Let old acquaintance
that's all.
Be... Oh, no. I thought that was Jacob's thing. I was
it
stealing
is.
It. And then you got really... See how you got really awkward when I tried to sing?
It wasn't awkward.
That's all
awkward.
Everybody is every time you try to sing.
Yeah, but I don't
and you
get
do
awkward.
A lot.
Yeah, I'm a great singer.
Everybody's singing a lot.
I have like a great pitch. That's like my key.
That's your key. That's your key. That's the key you have.
With that face and the lips.
Yeah, with those
eyes. The shifty eyes.
You guys can follow me at Beer Banter on Twitter.com.
And send emails.
I don't know. Do they send emails anymore?
The kids
you gotta check your email.
You can email me, beerandbanter@gmail.com.
Look for the documentary. Hope you had fun hearing about it.
Yeah, it was great.
Whatever Jacob would let in behind the scenes. There was much more.
You didn't ask.
The nakedness, the bulb tapping.
You didn't like get in there.
Are there gonna be deleted scenes?
When you put that
dick
in Dan's beard, you put
yeah.
your dick in his beard.
Well, I had a boner at the time.
Yeah.
And we all were doing it, but
you
didn't want
to waste a perfectly good boner on film.
Yeah,
if you have a
big.
Rolling camera,
it's like an average white guy. Like,
dude, when I look at Dan's beard, I want to put my dick in
no,
it.
No,
be honest with you. I would love to stick my
when
dick
I see
in
Dan's
ass.
Aren't you afraid that his beard would eat your dick?
No, I think he'd pull my dick out of his beard. Gonna break my rusty cage
and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run.